And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And happy belated Father's Day.
Yeah, because we technically record this on Father's Day.
Right now.
And so.
Right now.
Yeah, and we don't have any kids.
Nope.
Appreciate people that do have kids.
Sure, yeah. Good on you.
You know, and you can have a Father's Day.
We have furry children.
Yeah.
I don't think it counts, though.
I always feel like people make fun of me, get really like, oh, how dare you say you're the father.
We're not parents. We just are caretakers to furry creatures that piss us the fuck off.
Well, he's definitely a child. Our youngest is definitely a child.
Oh, he's an asshole.
He's a fat, furry child.
And an asshole.
Mm-hmm. So we are...
He woke us up this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Because he wanted to eat. He wanted to eat.
That's the thing. Like, kids outgrow that. Like, pets
never...
wanting
to eat?
No. Like, waking their parents up.
Uh-huh.
Pets never do.
Advantage... pets.
Maybe, yeah.
Or kids, I guess.
Question mark?
Yeah.
But yeah, so, book.
So we do have a book to talk about this week, as all we do. Is there any comic book stuff that we could talk about? I don't think there really is.
No, I still have to get my hands on an issue of the, you know, when Batman proposes to Catwoman. That was sold out. But other than that, nothing really.
Yeah, I know. We haven't... I was just realizing this. Like,
but we've been trying to stay away from the comic book store because we have so much shit. We don't need any more shit.
Yeah, we've kind of like determined that it's not necessary to have some... What?
Just PSA. If you hear a lot of noise, it's because it's hot today in Los Angeles and we have a window open and a door open. So
yeah.
FYI, there might be some background noise.
Yeah. You get a little bit of flavor.
Yeah.
I'll get a little bit
city
of
noise.
City LA flavor in your podcast.
A little bit more than normal.
Yeah, because we live right by a pseudo highway.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like one step below a highway.
Yeah. So, so we haven't been really shopping much. Like, I think the last, before I bought our book for today, I think the last book I bought was the trade.
Free Comic Book Day.
Free Comic Book Day. But yeah, last week I bought a trade.
Oh, that's right.
But I was like, the thing, but I actually went into Pulp Fiction, and we were there, and I was like, normally I'm like, oh, I got to buy something.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of feel like, oh, I'll just buy like a couple bucks worth of stuff, you know, especially if it's like 25 cents or something like that. Like, I'll pick up a bunch of books.
Mm-hmm.
But I just did not want to, because I just knew how much
I just have a huge
crap
stack
we have, yeah.
Which
that hasn't been sorted yet.
Speaking of asshole cats, he ripped the corner of one of my books completely off this morning because I wasn't getting up fast enough.
The whole corner.
The whole corner. He took it in his mouth and he pulled, and now I'm missing an entire corner of one of my comic books.
Yeah. He also ruined a perfectly good issue copy of US 1.
That's right.
That I planned to do for our show.
We have teeth marks in it now.
Yeah, I mean, we can still do it, but it's still kind of a bummer.
But yeah, I mean, I still have a huge stack sitting by my bed of stuff I haven't read, because I've really been focusing on reading other stuff because I'm in the middle of trying to finish my novel.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing like a lot of research for that,
yeah,
as far as like structure and stuff. So I haven't been reading as many comics lately.
Yeah, and I've been busy with, you know, podcasts, and I've been busy with, you know, just watching. Well, I watch, you know, wrestling, and, you know, I've been...
Unsolved Mysteries.
Well, no, what it is that I just kind of get
Supergirl.
The...
We did watch some Supergirl.
We did watch some Supergirl, you know, we watched some of that, and, you know, what else did we watch? Did we watch something else superhero? Pretty recently.
I know we watched Supergirl. Watched that Powerless with Adam West in it.
Oh, that's right. We did watch that too.
Which actually was pretty funny.
You know, I have to say...
at least Adam West's parts were funny. Well, I don't know if that episode was very funny.
You have to say, though, there are some parts of that show, like in the latter episodes, that actually kind of gave me a bit of hope.
Oh, no, absolutely. I felt like they started to really find their footing.
Yeah, like they're trying to figure it out and feel more comfortable, I think, integrating more DC stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, for the first couple episodes, like, you don't really get a lot of that.
No.
You know, and there's not, you know, it's kind of a bummer because you kind of want that to just be like, oh, we work for R&D division and we live in the superhero world.
Yeah.
And there should be, like, superheroes farting around all over the place.
Yeah.
And it, you know, like people that you know. And there's, you know, there's cameos and stuff. I mean, there's weird cameos.
Yeah.
You know, the way that they represent some of these heroes. But nonetheless, you know, I kind of was like, oh, you know, I just wanted to see like a few bit more, you know, a bit more inclusion to the universe instead of just being like a situational comedy, which is basically what it is.
Yeah. And I do agree. Like, as they got more into it, I felt like they really found their footing and stuff. And it could have been good. It's just that they didn't get there fast enough.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks. But I did think Adam West's cameo was good. He was really funny and he looked great.
He looked great for somebody who...
For somebody who I believe was still battling leukemia at the time.
Yeah, he was ill, great. You know, and they had him come in and do a few spots, and he was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. So, yeah, I mean, that's up on YouTube. Watch it.
Yeah, it's actually, if you check it out, it's on the DC YouTube feed. You can watch it for free. So, you can, or it's on Hulu. Maybe it's somewhere.
I think it's definitely on YouTube.
It's definitely, or you can watch it on, I'm sure, on the DC website. But sure. I mean, it's available somewhere, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's and they did light up the
thing. LA City Hall. They shined. Sure. They put the bat
displayed.
Symbol, displayed the bat symbol up on the City Hall.
Yeah.
I was hoping they were going to do it in the sky, but we didn't have enough clouds, so it probably wouldn't have shown up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they did light that up, and I watched the video of it. And I got a little teary-eyed. Admittedly, I did. When, you know, you see it go up for the first time, you're like, oh my God, there it is. And it's like really exciting just to see the bat symbol.
Well, it was a big, you know, I mean,
not Adam just West. For Adam West, just to see the bat symbol displayed on a fucking building in real life, like not in a movie. That was kind of great.
You know, what if Batman actually was real and he's like, I gotta go to work.
Well, he's not coming to LA. No. I always figure that if Batman ever came here to like our world, like he jumped to, or what are we, Earth Prime, is that what we're supposed to be, he would not be impressed with Los Angeles. There's too much sun and not enough tall buildings.
Yeah, you're right. And there's not, and it's, you know, it's he not would, his style.
No, he'd have to go run to New York and like be like, at least I kind of
wish
rooftop to rooftop.
Has there ever been like a story
where he shows up and somebody has to tell him he's a comic book character?
No,
because that'd be awesome.
No, but like has there ever been a story in the Batman universe that, because I mean, I think technically Los Angeles does exist in
it
the
does.
DC.
I don't know if he's ever.
That's the thing. I'm wondering. Like, I'm wondering if there's ever been like a story.
I don't know. Maybe.
Where, yeah, like, you know, where it's kind of like, you know, like an extended stay, kind of like how, you know, the West Coast Avengers, they were based out in, you know, out here.
Yeah.
And they would do stuff out here, and then like people would come out here and fuck around or whatever.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, I wonder if that's because it does exist because, you know, Blue Devil, you know, sure, makes movies and does stuff, you know. I mean, the cities do exist, so.
Yeah.
I'm kind of...
I just expect that if there was a Batman Goes to DC version of Los Angeles, it would just be Bruce Wayne getting out of the car with, like, sunglasses and just looking disgusted.
Yeah.
Just so angry. Just like, what the fuck?
Or he just goes to Skid Row and just starts wasting on people.
Well, I mean, there are poor people there to beat up.
I know.
So
he's
that's probably what he's
which
doing.
Probably like,
instead of being like helpful.
Is this crime
like,
alley?
Oh, it's my like, God. I have to help the thousands of homeless people who sleep on the streets every night.
And I have millions of dollars. I could help. It's like, no,
totally
crime.
Get these guys into temporary housing and maybe get them the help they need. But nope, fuck it. I'm going to start punching.
Yeah, no. He would not adjust well.
No, I always figure that there would be like, I always see Batman in Los Angeles as like Batman comes, brings Selina with him, and they just both of them wear dark sunglasses and just exchange disgusted looks the entire time.
Well, they go to eat
because neither one of them have any patience for this nonsense.
Well, they go to eat like they like you know they go to eat in WeHo and they're just like
they're just like this is horrible. It's so bright. Why is it so sunny? And then like Superman's just like having a great time.
Yeah, Superman. Well, yeah, because he gets all his power.
Well, yeah, he's happy.
He's a happy boy.
And, like everybody else, like Diana's happy. Everybody else who goes with Dick's having a great time.
Oh, Dick's having a blast.
He is having so much fun. He's wearing the shortest of shorts. shorts.
Well, no, he's dipping that wick.
Oh, absolutely. But he gets to wear the shortest of shorts, and everybody is giving him looks, and he loves it.
Oh, yeah, he's getting...
Men and women, he is down.
They are throwing a parade for him in Boys Town.
Yes, and he loves it. And he loves every minute of it. Yeah, no, he would be happy, but I just see Batman just being disgusted.
Now I'm also kind of, like, wishing that there was a Batman story that revolved kind of like a hair metal band murder. Kind of like, you know, like Ford Fairlane.
Yeah, except it's Batman.
But it's Batman.
Yes.
Which, I mean, it's just like, he's just like, well, you know, because it's something that's, you know, like a bigger...
Yeah, you got to bring him out here.
Fish to fry, you know.
It's kind of like Lucifer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be like Lucifer. If Lucifer was disgusted with Los Angeles instead of thrilled.
Yeah, no, Lucifer loves it.
Yeah, well, of course.
Do you like that show?
You know, I don't know.
I don't watch it like you do. It's on when, like, you'll watch it, but I don't pay attention.
I like it. I think I like the premise of it.
Right.
I like the premise. I love the idea of, like, the devil just being like, "Oh, this is fun," you know. But I've never read the comic book. I know it's based on a comic book. But the show, it gets weird for me because it's like Lucifer is our hero.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's the hero of the show. And you're just kind of like, but he's the devil.
Yeah.
So that kind of gets weird. And I think really the only thing that's made that show survive as long as it has, especially through the first couple of episodes, is the charm of the guy who plays Lucifer.
Yeah, I forget what his name is.
He's just utterly charming.
He is, yeah.
And he just seems to be having a really good time. And I think that's the only reason it's survived as long as it has is because of him.
Yeah,
because
the supporting cast isn't
like I don't like
great.
That chick that he's supposed to be in love with. She's very
with the detective.
Bland.
She's very bland, and they make
her eyebrows are drawn on crazy. I don't know if you've ever looked, but they are like 7 inches long, and you're just like, those aren't real.
I do find it humorous that there's a backstory for her that she starred in a movie, but like
like a horror movie. And
was it a horror movie?
Yes, it was one of those like, you know, dumb horror movies. She's the chick in the hot tub, and she like shows her boobs or something.
Right, but the thing is, they make it sound as if like everybody has seen that movie.
Yeah,
you know, like it's like this is like dudes like just random like
it's like a Scream type movie or something.
I would guess it's kind of a weird. Just seems weird to me because to me that sounds like a shitball movie, and everybody treats it like, oh, you were
maybe
in that.
It's one of those cult things.
Well, I guess maybe the millennials took it over
what's
for
that
themselves.
Movie? Okay, so you know what? And I can't remember the title of it, but you're gonna know it. What's her name? Phoebe.
Hot Tub Time Machine. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes. Yeah. She gets out and she opens.
Oh, she's pulling a Phoebe Cates.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. It's one of those.
Okay.
It's one of those. She's getting out of the thing and she takes that red top off. Everybody sees her tits and everybody's like, oh my God, that was you.
It's a Phoebe Cates
because
for our generation.
Yeah.
You know what?
That was a big deal.
Good job.
Yeah. See, I'm thinking.
Good job figuring that. You should be in the writer's room.
I know. No one will hire me.
You should. No, I'm saying that'd actually be like a good way to explain that away. Because I was like, I didn't think of that.
That's how I always took that, is that it was that kind of like, even if it's a horror movie, but it was like one of those like, oh my God, this moment with this chick and the boobs.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I do like about her backstory is that her mother is like a B-list sci-fi actress.
Right, right.
But I love that detail for a character that grew up in Los Angeles, because that's so... there's people walking around now,
yeah,
you know, doing whatever they do, whose parents were like, oh, I was...
Their parents did... That's the thing about living in Los Angeles is, at least there was many things, but the one thing that I noticed, at least, you know, especially in my line of work, where, you know, I work with, you know, varied levels of celebrities and, you know, characters and people, all sorts of stuff. And it's always fascinating to... realize how some people have made a career of just doing like a thing,
yeah.
like one thing. It yeah. could have been one or maybe two things, and that's what they're known for. And they've done a bunch of random stuff since. But also, it's also fascinating to find out that, you know, they did that one thing that put them out there for a little bit.
Yep.
And then they went away, and they don't do anything else that's out
that
there,
people know about,
but they do stuff on behind the scenes.
Yep.
You know, like they do, you know, they do script rewrites, they do production design, they punch up, they do producing. I mean,
yeah,
stuff like that.
They turn into agents, they become managers,
all that shit. Yeah.
But they also, like, there's people out there who have sold tons of scripts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they write a script.
Yeah, that's always weird to me.
They write a script, they sell it, and literally not one of those damn movies have been made.
You get paid.
But they get paid because it got optioned.
Yeah.
But if it gets made, you get paid more. But if it gets optioned, you still get paid.
And
there's people who've made careers on writing shit that has never been made.
And you get paid just to be...
Which is amazing.
And the thing, you get paid to just be a writer and do a rewrite, and you may or may not be...
You might not get the credit.
You might not get credit, but you still get paid. Especially if you're really, like, good at it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're, like, a Carrie Fisher. All right.
Yeah, she was a...
Carrie Fisher or Patton Oswalt.
But Carrie Fisher used to be a notorious script doctor.
Yeah.
She used to, you know, they brought her in and she'd fix shit up, and she never got credited for it. But, you know, because that's the thing. It's like, you know, you watch like Transformers or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's how many writers credited.
There's at least maybe like 2 or 3credited screenwriters.
You have to know that there's probably like 15 or 16 people have taken a fucking pass at that thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And those people didn't get credited. It's just however the deal works out, but they still got paid.
And there are shit tons of producers that everybody had a thing to input and had to be a contributor, and they all got paid. That is crazy. That is crazy about movies and TV.
Crazy about Hollywood.
It's just crazy about Hollywood. And then you meet these people and you don't realize that.
Yep.
You know, not insane. You're just like, oh, this is just a guy, and they don't normally. Some people don't. Some people put it out there, like all the stuff that they do.
Yeah.
And some people don't. But then you look them up and you're like, oh shit,
they've done all this stuff.
This is a big deal. So
or songwriters,
songwriters.
Oh my
that's
god,
that's another thing. Like one of my favorite musicians, Butch Walker, has made a comfortable career.
Yeah,
just being a songwriter and producer.
And on,
even though he had a semi-popular band, not even semi-popular. He had like an alternative rock band. You had a hair metal band in the 80s, and he had an alternative rock band in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And then he just did solo stuff. But the way he's able to do all that solo stuff and make all that money...
It's because he produces people like Pink.
He produces like Pink, and he writes songs. And,
yeah.
You know,
I did not know who Butch Walker was until I met you.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw him when we were in Boston, but I didn't know who he was. But apparently he has had a hand in all sorts of crazy popular shit.
Yeah.
That everybody has heard on the radio in a fucking grocery store, but... Nobody knows who he is. Like, you know, people know, but like, not. He's not like, oh my god, he can't go anywhere.
Yeah,
guy.
I mean, I would freak out if I saw
you
Butch Walker.
Would, but I mean, like, you know,
I would be like, babe, it's Butch Walker.
Right? You
can
would
I talk to him?
Yes, go talk.
That would actually be a real moment where I'd be like, I want if he's out.
We've been in.
But he was. That was the thing. He was performing.
That's right.
And I can't really be like, you know, whatever. That was a really cool thing where he had a pop-up. Like,
that was right.
It was like an art show.
He was playing in someone's gallery.
Yeah, he was playing with, it was a pop-up gallery for like a photographer that he works with. And then
it was a rock photographer.
Yeah, and he was playing.
I can't remember the guy's name.
And he was playing his stuff there.
In a little tiny warehouse in Santa Monica.
It was one of those things where you just if you follow him on social media, it's like, yo, why don't you come here?
Yeah, and by the way, here's some free beer and free wine.
I've had free Red Bulls.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Here's a bunch of free shit. And you're like, thanks.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was a good time.
Because he's always saying, but the thing
it
is,
it was just so weird.
Yeah. And then what's also weird is that there's a lot of people that probably didn't know him,
mm-hmm.
but just wanted to be a part of that.
Sure.
You know, and that's another thing. That's a whole other thing.
It's a whole thing.
But it just was very fascinating because it was like a packed thing, and he's out there playing his songs, and he's awesome. But it's just, there's some fascinating career paths that you can take in entertainment. I mean, shit, look at me, I mean, I'm not the huge king fuck.
No, but I mean, at the same time, you have and we've talked about this before, but you have a job that literally did not exist when we were in college.
Yeah.
So there was no way you could have prepared for this job because it wasn't a thing.
And then but then somehow I figured it out.
Yeah. Oh, of course. But I mean, you did radio and stuff, so you can obviously translate some of that into what you do. But like, what the fuck was a podcast? None of us knew when we were in college. It wasn't a thing.
I know. It's, oh man. It's just wild. And it's
crazy.
I could talk about this forever, but we'll put a pin in that.
But yes, speaking of...
Well, I just want to also add, and we'll take a break because we'll jump to...
Well, I was kind of going to intro that.
Well, we'll intro it after the break because I want to talk... There's a little bit of slight backstory. But I just want to point out that I have uncovered my old... So I used back in the day. I'll just promote this real quick because I at some point when I get around to it.
I'm going to have to listen to this eventually. Go ahead.
I don't know. You might like it.
I was goth back in the day.
But I was also very metal.
It depends. I'll have to see.
So back in the day, by day I mean like 98, 99, and pretty much from 99 to 2004, I was the host of a metal radio program in Buffalo called Mayhem at Midnight. I did it in college, and then I did it in, just about 2 years in on a station, WEDG Buffalo, or The Edge. So for Buffalo people that are listening, you know what I'm talking about. But I had the opportunity to do a metal show on the radio, which, I don't know how to say.
What time were you on? Were you like,
was that midnight? It was Mayhem at Midnight. So it was midnight to 2.
To 2. Okay.
I had 2 hours. You know, I would do a 2-hour show, and
once a week, every night.
Once a week. You know, when I was doing it at the college, I was on Wednesday nights, Wednesday, Thursdays, and then I did Sunday into Monday at the Edge. Mm-hmm. And I used to, I had an opportunity to meet a lot of cool people and listen to a lot of new music. You know, kind of be on the scene there, I guess, a little bit. However, looking back at it, a lot of that music is, I don't want to say it's bad, but it's not looked upon as fondly. It doesn't age well.
There you go. It's of its time.
And a lot of those bands sometimes are still around. But so what I've been, doing though is there's actually a website that is my old website that I created for the show when I was in college that I still have.
Oh shit, it's still up?
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. I think I showed it to you.
Maybe. Is it a GeoCities page?
Is it a GeoCities? What is it? Oh, it's a tripod.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, okay. It's a tripod page. So that's how old it is.
It lives in the Wayback Machine, basically.
One of my friends, he was in like a discussion with somebody, and he was like, oh, by the way, here's this. Because one of my friends that used to listen to the show, and he's like, oh, yeah, here's Sean's show, or The Angry Hero, as I was known. Mm-hmm. And then, so I looked at it, and I was like, I didn't realize. I knew it was still around, and I know a couple years ago I did go back and kind of mess around with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't been back in a while, and then I realized that because I had a few of my playlists posted on that site, and then I went ahead and I know that I carried them. I had old playlists from the Edge show that I used to do that I would print out and I would write stuff on so I can keep track of stuff, and I kept all those.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have, and I don't know where it is, but there was some files that I had a database of like music that I would play, and I had like a certain way that I would pick songs and curate stuff. And I wish I still had that, but I don't. Or maybe at least not with me. But I figured, why not try to make Spotify playlists out of all these shows? With Spotify, it's something you don't realize, and I'm talking for myself, I didn't realize is that all these songs are like out there, and you could listen to them and just check it out. So I went ahead and I started doing that, and I'm actually enjoying it quite a bit, just trying to find the songs. I don't know if I'll enjoy listening to them, but I am enjoying doing the search and going back and also not only just being like, wow, I remember that band, but also, why did I play that? Why did I do that? And I also,
I was going to say, so if I wanted to find these, are they under just Sean Merrick? Are they under Angry Hero?
Here's the thing. I don't know how.
I don't know how it works on Spotify.
I don't know exactly. I haven't really done like a personal search on Spotify, but I mean, my name is up there.
Yeah.
And if you search for my name and my profile, you can see my playlists,
I guess.
So if you're on Spotify and you type in Sean Merrick, Marek, Shawn, you'll see me there, I think. If not, though, what I'll do, and if you are a fan, and you want to reach out to me, let me know and I'll try to share it with you, But I also what I do have is, and I have to find out how to get them off of, are a bunch of interviews I have on mini discs.
Oh, shit.
That I recorded with a lot of different metal people, metal band, artists and musicians for the show. I would, do them and play them on the show, whatever.
There's got to be somebody here in town.
There's definitely
that equipment you can like rent borrow.
I have not tried hard enough to find it.
Yeah.
But it does exist.
Somebody who does it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, you could definitely get like, from a cassette tape, but I have like mini discs.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if they work anymore because they're probably, they're like at least a decade old.
Well, sure, and they've been like in the cold, in the heat, and the
yeah, they've been yeah, traveling with me all
throw along. Them in storage and
so. But I have like interviews, I think, with like Joey Z from Life of Agony, and probably somebody from Biohazard, probably Billy from Biohazard and Randy from Lamb of God, who I recorded while he was playing Grand Theft Auto Vice City. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had some experiences interviewing people, so. And I know, let's put it this way, I am a terrible interviewer. I probably will listen to those, and it's like basically I had like I would ask the most standard of questions.
Right.
And I didn't, because I was always like, you know, I was 24, 23 or whatever when I was doing this, and I was always like intimidated.
Right.
You know, now it doesn't give a I wouldn't give a fuck.
Right.
Because if I meet, you know,
you've met many people.
Yeah, if I meet so-and-so or whatever, you know, I'll just be like, hey, man, this is great. Yeah. You know, let's talk. Because I've been around enough.
Right.
Do people that are just, you know, I've been in the present. I was telling you, we were talking about this yesterday, like how I met, last year, I met Jane Leaves, mm-hmm. who used to play Daphne on Frasier. And she's one of the most, she's just crazy beautiful woman in person, you know, and you've watched her on TV, you don't really think about like, oh wow, that woman's pretty, but you meet somebody in person, like, whoa,
yeah,
you know. But then it's like, you know, if I'm meeting like Dino Cazares from Fear Factory, who I have and I made an ass myself in front of, you know, I would probably nowadays 2017 Sean would be able to keep it together,
right?
I mean, shit, let's put it this way, I've worked with wrestlers and people on podcasts, like and they come to, and like I tell them, not really, I don't tell them what to do,
you
but I contribute, we have a creative relationship, and that's something I would never imagine, right. So I don't know why we got off on this, but I do like talking about this.
I know you need another show for this.
I do, but I don't know if anybody, I think
I feel like it's like an audio documentary though. I don't know if it's like a weekly podcast.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I definitely need like a weekly pod, a weekly, like a mini series. I feel like I should do a bunch of mini series.
Yeah.
And just like have, like, I always want to do something called New Metal Gems, where I just kind of talk a lot about this stuff.
Yeah.
Not that my, you know, my experiences are as far reaching as some other people, because there's some people that I know of who have worked records, and, you know, just people that I, you know, that I'm friends with on Facebook still, that, I mean, those people were warriors, you know, and they're still hustling. Radio's a hard business too,
yeah,
you know, for those guys, but yeah, you know, for people like that. But it's yeah, I feel like maybe at some point I should do that. But nonetheless, that being said, I am putting these up, and we'll be able to check those playlists, and hopefully you can check them out. If you are having trouble with it, you know, reach out to me, and we'll figure it out, because I want to share them. Okay, so let's take a break.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back, and we'll talk about a book for the week.
2011, the Irredeemable Shag and Aqua Rob Kelly teamed up to create the Fire and Water podcast. In 2016, they teamed up with Ryan Daly, The Franklins, and Siskoid to form the Fire and Water Podcast Network. A network built on teaming up needs a show about team-ups.
Marvel Team-Up.
Yes.
The Brave and the Bold?
You know it.
Marvel 2-in-1.
It's clobbering time.
DC Comics presents.
Of course.
Supervillain team up?
Good idea.
Youngblood X-Force?
Technically.
FW Team Up, coming this summer, only from the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for the week.
Mm-hmm. And I would like just like to say that in keeping with our theme of Batman in weird places.
You know what? Yes. I was actually thinking about that as I was talking about it. Yeah.
This book fits in.
Yeah.
He's not in Los Angeles.
No, I wish he was in Los Angeles.
No, that'd be fun.
This would be a great book. I want him to act the same way he acts in this book, but in Los Angeles. So he is a dipshit.
Oh, I can't stand him. Anyway.
It'll be I really want that.
I adore Batman as a character. I hate him in this book.
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
So we are doing Batman Aliens. Batman / Aliens, I guess that's how you would read it.
Sure.
Published by DC and Dark Horse Comics.
Oh.
Normally we don't talk about the publisher, we just assume that you know.
Yeah.
But this is a joint publishing thing. And actually, I want to point...
Joint venture.
And I do want to point out, it's actually done by Ron Mars and Bertie Wrightson. So there's definitely some creative juice behind this.
Sure.
Sure.
No, I mean, there's some, like, you know, obviously you see aliens. I think they look cool in this book. I think there's nothing about this that I'm like, oh, I hate the art. Like, I'm not, there's nothing.
Well, Bernie,
like that.
Bernie Wrightson is awesome. R.I.P. Yeah. Bernie Wrightson.
So they've got this, it's not like, you know, sometimes I'll open stuff and I'm like, ah, no, this looks beautiful. The writing is good. There's a cohesive story here. I have nothing to complain about, except I really hate Batman's characterization.
Well, he's garbage.
He is absolute garbage in this book.
So, yeah, so Dark Horse and DC present Batman / Aliens number one from March 1997.
Yeah.
And so just the backstory on how I picked this up. So, as I mentioned, we haven't really been shopping much, but we went to the Bug to go and get your Batman Catwoman.
My Batman number 24 that they don't have.
Which they don't have right now.
It's all sold out.
They'll get more print. They'll get more printings.
I want one.
But it'll be because obviously a lot of people
to own it in hard copy. You know it's not going to work.
But you need that on a page.
I need it on a page. So just in case you don't know, and I suppose it's been all over the internet. But in Tom King's Batman current run, Batman proposes to Catwoman. We know this is not going to go well.
100%.
Like, I'm 100% waiting for her to get fridged, to explode. Like, horrible things are going to happen because that is how DC is. But just my shipper's heart needs just for 5 seconds to believe that it's not going to turn out to be a shit show. Even though I know it's going to be a shit show.
Well, from what you told
me, I still want to have it.
From what you told me is that, you know, basically the way that Catwoman is being represented in this book and in this new DC universe.
She's accused of like murdering like over 200 people, even though she didn't do it. It was somebody else, but they can't prove it. So she's like on the run. I don't even know. I have barely been keeping up with it.
Yeah.
Like I'll drop in and out. But this is one of those where they're my perfect couple, and I have to have all the things that they're
in. Well, it's definitely not going to, I mean, I could see it definitely not working out.
It's never going to work. Unless. For some odd, crazy-ass reason, we are on... This is an alternate telling of Earth 2, Batman and Catwoman, who did actually get married.
Yeah.
And this is then had Huntress and all that sort of stuff. So that's the only way I can think that this would work out. Other than that, it'll never work out. It has to set back to Batman is angry and alone and crabby. Because that's what DC fucking does.
The thing is, the reason why I kind of know... And just from... Because, you know, from just... following social media is that so they're coming out because they've been showing all these covers and all these promotions for this was it the
metal
or Forge and
yeah, but I don't know if that's Forge even the same thing.
I feel like it's all connected, but apparently there's something where I saw this picture where they're like all these evil Batmans are coming and he's got
sure.
And I'm like, well,
is it in metal or is it in?
I think it's in metal
Forge because metal is Scott Snyder.
Yeah,
and I don't know who's doing. The other one.
I'm not sure, but all I could deduct from that is deduce.
Yeah.
Is that whatever's going to happen and all this stuff coming up.
She's going to die.
Is not going to bode well for him trying to plan a wedding with this. Jesus Christ.
No,
come on. I mean, what?
No. She's going to die. They've wanted to kill her off for a long time, and I would not be surprised if she gets fridged.
Do we know if that President's Day or election special, or whatever? Did you ever read that?
I read about it.
Because remember, you were like, "Oh, we have to go out and buy it because we have to make sure we support her."
Yeah, I didn't buy it because I read about it and it sounded dumb. It was just like a one-off. But they canceled her book. They've been trying to get rid of her for years. They've gotten rid of her in the past. She was gone for like 10 years, like way back when.
Mm-hmm.
But fans loved her so much that they brought her back.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if we have some sort of, she's going to go away for a while. Because they just don't want her around.
They just don't want her around. They want to put Batman out there to do whatever it is Batman
does.
He
needs to be sad constantly.
Sad constantly.
God forbid. This emotionally stunted son of a bitch can figure out how to not be a broody dick.
No, he can't.
Which this is a great example of.
It's impossible.
Emotionally stunted asshole book.
Okay.
So let's read it.
Let's get into this. Okay, so basically Batman jumps.
So it starts with there's Batman and he's like jumping into the sky and he's like narrating and he's like, I didn't know what I was getting into. And he's going into the jungle on the border of, I believe, Mexico and Guatemala.
Mexican-Guatemalan border. He flew a bat plane, which he says apparently is programmed to ditch in the Gulf. So he's just
going to drop it in the Gulf of Mexico.
He's just going to drop it in the Gulf of Mexico, which I hope somebody fishes out like they did that one suit.
Don't you think he could like program
Daredevil, the Centurion suit.
Can he program it to go home?
Who fucking knows?
I don't know. And by the way, Batman is drawn in this book.
He is ripped.
He is a man. He is drawn.
He is
like the most alpha of dudes. He's
basically The Rock.
Oh yeah.
He is gigantic.
He is huge.
Not like gigantic, like
he's cut.
Yeah, he's just
really cut.
The Rock.
Yeah, he's really, really cut, and his shoulders are fucking humongous, and his hips are so tiny, I don't think they would actually support his weight.
No.
He
does have very narrow hips.
Yeah, he's super narrow hips, and his thighs look like he has been playing rugby since the day he was born. They're just these big, meaty, beefy things. So he is just like drawn like the most power fantasy you could ever get.
Thomas Wayne had the best sperm.
Oh my God, look at that.
When people are like, oh, we need the best sperm. You know, like there's that one joke
Get me the best sperm.
When like the joke where I think it was, and it's funny because Anna Kendrick made this joke in her book about how it's like, women want the best sperm.
Yeah,
it's like,
well clearly the best sperm. Be waiting for The Rock.
Waiting for The Rock, but you know, if Batman was real.
There would be, yeah.
Everybody would.
The Rock. Still Batman, a little bit of Batman, but you still got
to
go for The Rock.
But you'd have to get Thomas Wayne because clearly.
Clearly.
Batman coming out of those, you know, out of that.
Well,
know.
I mean, I would hope, I don't know, Damian kind of sucks, so I don't know if I'd go for Bruce Wayne's sperm.
That's the thing. I'm saying that's why Thomas Wayne is where it's at.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You got to go for like full, for
you've got to go for Zaddy Wayne. Apparently there's a new term. It's called Zaddy. It's not a daddy. Look it up on Urban Dictionary, but it's weird, but yeah.
But that's
Zaddy.
So what you could do, no, you got to go like,
you gotta go
full
Wayne.
Yeah, go full Wayne. Since you know that, since we all know that, you know, Thomas Wayne is R.I.P.
Yeah.
You gotta go full. This is a joke that nobody else will get except for people that watch G.I. Joe, but you gotta go full Serpentor. Serpentor. Because Serpentor was created from DNA from all the world's evilest leaders, and he was created. So they went to like the tombs of like King Tut and Genghis Khan
Was King Tut a bad guy?
Or whoever they did, I don't know. They went to like all these like Ramses or something.
So they went to like Pol Pot and Genghis Khan.
I don't know. I know Genghis Khan was
Vlad
definitely
the Impaler.
Maybe Vlad was in there.
Hitler?
I don't think Pol Pot was in there.
How can Pol Pot?
Pol Pot was not in the pot.
What about Mussolini?
I don't know. I don't know if they went to Hitler either. Maybe I have to go
Saddam. They go for Saddam.
He was still alive then. Yeah, just back in 1987.
But that makes it easier to harvest Saddam DNA.
He wasn't Saddam like we knew him.
He was still Saddam like we knew him. Oh, we just didn't know about it. He was still killing people.
But basically, if you want to get the Batman baby, you know, you gotta go.
You gotta go
full Serpentor on Thomas Wayne. But anyways, yeah. Okay. So anyway, so this dumb book. So he. So he drops into the jungle, and then he jumps.
He's in a swamp.
He's in a swamp in the jungle. He jumps in, and then
of course, he meets a babe.
There's a babe, and she's like, rightfully so, she's like, who is this dummy?
She's like, why are you wearing a bat? I mean, obviously, she knows who he is. But she's like, freeze. She's got a gun on him. But she's not going to shoot him. She's going to shoot, like, a crocodile or alligator. I don't actually know what lives.
Probably an alligator.
Which one lives in this part of the world? Alligator. Let's go with.
So, okay, here's the thing. Batman jumps into this water. Now, here's the thing I always don't quite understand about Batman and his cape and how he fights underwater with a cape when his cape is the giantest thing.
What happens in the next couple of panels is impossible.
Okay.
So there's an alligator, and she's like, get out of the way because she's going to shoot it.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's going to eat Batman. So Batman, wearing his cape, completely soaking wet, and we have, this thing has to be, 14 feet long?
Oh, it's a gigantic alligator.
It's huge. In the water, where that's its advantage. Batman somehow still wrestles this thing and ties its jaws shut, and it swims away.
Yeah.
If, this is what they always tell you, if you ever get bitten, if it drags you into the water, you're dead. That's it. Like, if a crocodile, like, let's say for some reason you're, like, fighting an alligator or a crocodile. If you're on land, you might have a chance.
Yeah.
If you get dragged in the water, you're dead. Because what they do is they bite and then they start rolling.
Yeah.
Batman should be dead. 100% should be dead, should not be alive, should not have been able to wrestle this thing. But remember, he is supposed to be the manliest of manly men.
Yeah. Oh.
Which is the only fucking reason he's alive.
Yeah. Well, he totally does that. So as he, you know, he beats up this elevator, and then like his, girl's backup shows up.
Yeah.
And this guy named Captain Seeley.
And he's like, move out of the way, I want to shoot the alligator. And Batman's like, no. And this is when we get the worst characterization. For me, this whole book is a terrible characterization. He is alpha male, fighting with the other alpha male, complete and utter dick.
Yeah.
He's not even aware of what's going on. This reason Batman is parachuting in here is not to do what these guys are doing, which they're
and
like,
nobody knows who the hell he
and
is.
Nobody, doesn't know who they are. All he knows is this is a bunch of fucking people wandering through a jungle with giant guns, and he's antagonistic immediately. Immediately antagonistic.
I mean, granted, they do have guns.
But that's the thing. He is an asshole to the people who are holding a bunch of fucking guns. If you're smart, you figure out what the fuck's going on instead of upsetting the guy with the huge gun.
What he does here is he takes this guy's gun away.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I took it away from you. Don't make me take it away again. You know, and they're...
Ugh.
And these guys should just be, like, just laying waste to him.
Yeah.
They should everybody just be like, kill that idiot in a costume.
Right. Somebody's dressed up like Batman in the middle of this fucking jungle. We should blow his head off because he's being a huge dick.
Yeah.
But no, because
so Batman should have died.
Because he's, you know, Batman, nobody's gonna give a fuck. I don't think that it really upsets me. So
basically Batman's like,
because I believe Batman is smarter than this. He should know better.
Exactly. Exactly. So basically he goes, you know, he's like, they're like, this guy goes back and forth where he's like, what are you doing here? It's like, what are you doing here? You should leave. No, you should leave.
Yeah,
and it goes back and forth like that.
Dick swinging. Basically, it's just terrible.
Hardy dick swinging, and then
so finally they decide they're going to work together. And what happens is that this group is called Dead Man's Hand.
Yeah,
and they have
a cool name, Mercs.
Yeah, and they're government people.
Yeah,
and they've been sent here. They're not going to tell Batman why, but when they parachuted in, all their gear and supplies sunk into the swamp.
Mm.
So all they have is what they are carrying. So yeah. Not a lot of ammo. So their guns, whatever. So yeah. There's like four dudes,
and they're
and a chick. Well, right? There's five of them.
Yeah, there's
five or six.
1, 2, 3. Well, there's five total.
Five total.
No, okay. Four. Yeah, there's these all right here. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So there's three guys and a chick.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I can't count. Five. Yeah, five total. Three guys and
okay.
Four. Four guys and a dude, a chick, and then Batman. And basically...
And Batman's like, I'm here on a human...
he's on a mission...
He calls it a mission of mercy.
A mission of mercy, which we don't find out until later.
Yeah, and...
But the way he describes it is like, it's such a... It's honestly, these guys are here on government...
Business.
Reconnaissance or whatever.
Yeah.
And this guy's like, I'm just here to, like, do something for a friend of mine. It's like,
but he doesn't even tell them why he's there.
Which he doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to, but at the same time, like, these guys are top secret government group, and all of a sudden you've got this guy just parachuting his way in. Like, it's weird that he showed up at the same time, but they're like, whatever. So
I
guess we'll work together. He's like, I work alone.
Yeah, I know.
Like, he's just being an asshole.
So basically, because like this guy's like, look, you can come with us, you know, we need to go.
Yeah, we got to do our job.
This way, it's just all dick swinging, and he's like, you ask if there's any real choice, because the girl's like, hey, do we have like a working relationship? I guess. And
yeah, like obviously, Batman and this chick are gonna like kiss at one point.
I don't know
if they're.
I don't think so.
I don't think there's gonna be any hardcore fucking.
No, there's not gonna be any romantic anything. I think she's dying in the next issue.
I don't think so. I think
I don't know this for certain.
I don't either. But I think they're gonna at least hang on long enough to like up that romantic tension, and then he's gonna like kiss her once, and then he'll be gone, and she'll be like, the end. Like they always do shit like that.
So hang on, because he goes, she's like, do we have a working relationship? And he's like, you ask if there's any real choice, I'll allow you to accompany me as long as you stay out of my way. Like, shut up.
The worst.
So
the
basically,
fucking worst.
So we get arranged.
This is everything I hate. It's terrible.
So we get reintroduced to the team. So we have, I forget what the girl's name is.
Oh, it starts Hyatt, maybe?
Hyatt.
Yeah.
So you have the girl's name is Hyatt, the leader, his name is Seeley, Captain Seeley, and you have Basically, the other three guys look like, to me, they actually look like G.I. Joes, like original
really
G.I. Joes.
Yeah.
Like the original, not the like the ones when they had all the different outfits and stuff, but like just the original like green-shirted original G.I. Joes. So you have a guy named Paige, you have a guy named Vanderpool or Van, and then you have a guy named Gantry who looks like Guy Gardner.
He really does. He's got Guy Gardner hair.
He's got Gardner, but he's super Catholic.
He's super religious. He's got a, you can see he's got a cross around his neck. So, you know, he's basically... and I described him as Bill Paxton's character.
Yeah.
Except instead of crying, he prays a lot.
Yeah, yes.
So they start walking through the jungle, like doing their thing.
Yeah.
And this poor woman tries to talk to Batman, but he is not talking because God forbid, Batman is nice to anybody. And so finally, like the leader, Sentry, what's his name?
Seeley
gets pissed off and he's like, hey, why don't you lead for a while?
I don't take orders.
He's like, I don't take orders. And they're like, all right, time to fucking settle this. And of course, what do they start doing? They start fighting.
What's he even doing there?
I don't know
because he's just like some guy that randomly showed up. Is like, now you have to do things.
Exactly.
It's like, well, who are you? There's five of us, and there's one of you.
Yes. See, that's the thing. It's like, I know I'm supposed to. This is Batman. I'm supposed to be on Batman's side, but you have to look at it. This Seely guy. This is his crew. He is the leader. All of them have parachuted in to do a mission, and this jerk in a costume shows up and starts giving him fucking a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame him for wanting to punch Batman in the face. I want to punch him in the face. So Batman punches him in the face.
Yeah.
He goes, because he's Batman. And the guy goes flying through a bush and he like goes through into a clearing and then he's like, hey, get me a flare.
Yeah, and then we get to see.
So then we see that there's a huge spaceship. And it kind of looks like a spaceship near an Aztec temple.
Did we miss something here with the monkey?
No, that's later.
Okay.
So I guess there's also like an old temple.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's.
I'm assuming it's Aztec. There's some
actually,
Aztec stuff like here. You know,
I'm not actually sure if this should be Aztec.
Probably. Or Mayan. Actually, it could be Mayan.
That's the thing. I'm not sure exactly what geographic region. I'm guessing it's Aztec. I don't know. But there's a huge ship near this temple. And they're like, holy fuck, the satellite reconnaissance was right. Here's this thing that we were sent for. And Batman wasn't sent in for this. That's not why he's here.
Because they're like, this is what you're here for? He's like, nope.
Nope.
And they're like, what are you here for? He's like, nah, man.
And he won't answer because he's a dick. So they all go into the spaceship. And it's
I do like this scene here where Batman goes up to the spaceship and he starts like fingering goo. As if, like...
I know, like, you'd think he would... I mean, at least he's wearing gloves, but still, like, there's all this, like, gross goo just, like, dripping from it, and he's just, like, touching it. You don't know what it's made of. What are you doing?
I like this guy who's like, damn, an alien... Seely's saying this. He's like, damn, an alien spaceship and Batman on the same day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a full day.
Yeah.
That's a full... That is,
because she, like, earlier...
You guys sent a postcard.
Hyatt is just like, and you are? And he goes, I'm exactly who you think I am. And she's like, all right, Batman.
All right, weirdo.
Walking around through the jungle in a cape.
No idea why you're here, but...
Yeah, and you won't tell anybody because you're a dick. So they go into the spaceship and they split up. So, of course, Batman's with the chick. And the other ones go off. And she's like, oh, I'll take point. I have a gun.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you let me do it? Like, it's fine. And then they hear a shotgun. They hear the sound of a gun and they all go running to where it was. And they find an alien strung up on the wall, and in front of him is an egg, but it's open.
Well, it's not an alien, it's a guy.
No, this is an alien.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, this is like the big thing that they made a big deal of, that they're like, oh shit, it's a fucking alien. That's why this guy starts praying so much, because not only is this weird, it's an alien ship, but then it's got this weird egg thing.
Yeah, it's got the one of the pods.
Yeah, it's got an egg. So Batman, like, did you shoot this guy? He's like, I did shoot him because I was startled, but I didn't kill him. He was already dead. He had that huge hole in his chest.
Yeah.
And so Batman finds the skeleton of a facehugger.
Or just a facehugger.
I'm assuming it's dead.
Because, well, it's a dead facehugger because it just does its thing.
Yeah, that's
one
thing, is the skeleton.
Yeah.
Because they're all exoskeleton anyway, so I'm not sure how you would... I guess it's always a skeleton.
Yeah.
Right?
So, well, it's not... I mean, it's just a dead facehugger. It's not skeleton. It's like got meat on it.
Yeah, but my point is that they're all exoskeleton.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? So yeah. Matter what, it's always a skeleton. Does that make sense?
Technically, yes.
I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he finds it, eggs open, finds the face hugger.
I like also hear how he puts it in a baggie while everybody else is kind of like...
He does.
You know, like, and because like says Seeley's like, hey, what do you think be going on here? And Batman, of course, oh, I guess you want my opinion now, huh?
Yeah, just... Yeah, this is so you need to start cooperating, buddy.
Yeah, as he's putting it in a bag, he's gonna put it in the freezer
for
later. Yeah,
he's putting it in a Ziploc.
He's gonna make it into a sauce.
Yeah, he is. He's gonna go take that, make it to a stock. Delicious.
Xenomorph stock.
Yeah, xenomorph stock is delicious.
Alfred,
it's like bone marrow.
Alfred, you make the best xenomorph soup.
Yeah. He's like, can't wait to take this home to Alfred.
Alfred, put this in the freezer. Put this, Gordon.
Gordon's coming over. I'm saving this for Thanksgiving.
I'm not going to tell him what it is, though. I'm not going to tell him what it is.
It's going to be a surprise.
I'm just trying to imagine, like, Alfred just taking this dead xenomorph and putting it in a pot and boiling it. Just kind of, you know, test it out. Ooh, needs chives. Ooh, you know, putting that in there.
Yeah.
Cream of xenomorph.
Deliciously gross. So, Batman's like, I don't actually know what's going on. I need more information. So I think we really need to continue to search this ship. So that's what they do. And then at night, they're all sitting around the campfire, including Batman. And there's this one dude who's
actually,
like...
Actually, he's not sitting. Batman, not sitting.
Oh, that's right. Batman's standing by
Batman
the fire.
Batman always stands.
God
never
forbid.
Batman does not sit.
Batman does not sit. They're all by the fire. And there's a monkey.
There's a monkey, and I think it's Paige.
I think it's Paige, yeah.
Paige is trying to shoot it because they want to
Because it's a howler monkey, and it's creeped out by it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, don't waste the ammo, you idiot. Like, it's all at the bottom of the swamp.
Yeah.
So he runs after this stupid thing. And of course, Batman starts talking to the lady.
Right. So he goes, okay, so this is where it goes. So
this
he's,
is great.
And he goes, how about you? Because he's asking, like, Batman. He's like, talking to Batman. She's like, how about you? You really get by with just your fists, like they say? Why don't you carry a gun? And then he goes, I have my reasons. And... In the back, right behind him...
Is a cloud.
And in the cloud is Martha Wayne getting her pearls yanked by the gun.
Yeah, and a gun in her face.
And a gun in her face. It is...
It's great.
Because you gotta have them pearls.
Yeah, you gotta have them pearls. You gotta have the Waynes getting shot. Because if you don't, how would you ever know?
This is... Zack Snyder saw this and came.
Yeah, because this is actually pretty much what happens in Batman v Superman is the gun is in her pearls. Instead of the guy just ripping them off, the gun gets tangled in her pearls and that's how they break. Like, that's in this picture. I'm sure he saw this. He's like, this is the best.
Do we take a picture of this yet?
I didn't.
Everybody should. I should and just be like, I'm
gotta
done.
Put, you gotta,
because
we're all done.
This is, I was like, you know what? I retire from comics.
Yeah, no, we're done.
Jesus Christ.
This is it.
It is the most garbage. I'm sorry. I love Bernie Wrightson. I love, you know, Ron Mars is pretty
come
great.
Come on.
But
how heavy handed is this fucking panel?
Fucking A. Man. Gee. I mean, there is some heavy handedness in this book.
It's the most over the top dick swinging bullshit. And I can't stand it. I'm not saying I don't like this book, but I hate that in any movie when you've got your super macho asshole who's just a dick and we're supposed to like him just because he's the main character.
Yeah.
And I'm not okay with it.
Nope.
So anyway, so he's like, I don't know. And so he, you know, remembers his mother in the clouds.
He starts
basically,
saying,
I'm assuming this is like an angel of his mom and she just always looks like she's getting gunned down. Anytime she comes to visit, it's just like her pearls are breaking and like
well,
a
anytime,
gun is...
anytime in heaven, like she's got that guy following her and it's awful. It's awful.
It's she's like, this isn't supposed to be heaven. They're like, surprise.
Wayne heaven is not a good heaven.
Wayne heaven is the worst heaven.
Wayne heaven is the worst heaven. I do like here where he goes, Batman goes, what about you? Why do you carry a gun? And it's like,
she's like, because I'm ambitious.
Because I'm ambitious. And
you're like, oh, she's like, I'm the only woman here. You know, I am so great. But
maybe
like,
they do. Maybe they do throw down with her.
I'm telling you.
Naked.
I know how this. They're not going to fuck, but they're definitely going to kiss.
He's definitely going to be like, I love you.
This is telegraphed. I can see these things coming.
So as they hear, a yell and they go and follow it. And apparently Paige's got, you know, he got ripped apart.
Yeah, there's blood.
there's blood, and they're like, oh, he got carried into this temple, so let's go into the temple.
Yeah, so they follow in, and Batman goes in and tracks him down, and all these bats come out.
Well, the bats first, yeah, like the bats.
Because everyone's like, no, we should go first, and all these bats just like come out of nowhere, and everybody's freaking out, but of course it's Batman, he doesn't care.
Yeah, like he's just standing here, everybody's like, get down, everybody's like, ah, bats, and Batman's like, yo.
Yeah, he's like, I live with these. And they're like, oh, man.
He's like, hey, Larry, what's up?
Yeah.
Hi, kids. He knows all their names.
He does.
We got Daffy.
Do you
we
think
got...
he's named all the bats the Batcave?
I think Batman has named every bat ever.
Do you think so? Or do you think Alfred names them?
Alfred's got to have something to do, so maybe he did.
Yeah.
Alfred, you're in charge of my bat naming. And everybody needs to know them. They have to call them by the proper names that come in here.
I can see Batman being so anal that he has a spreadsheet to keep track of all the names of his bats.
Yeah, the bat computer.
He doesn't want any repeats.
Let me tell you this. Let me tell you, the bat computer is running out of space because there's a gigantic database that is like 300 terabytes whatever of
pictures and names of bats.
Pictures of names of every bat.
Of all the bats. And he wants, and he cannot, you have to search it every time there's a new bat because you don't want to repeat names.
And he gets really pissed when like Clark shows up to the Batman, you know, Batcave, and he gets the names wrong. And that's what they argue about most.
I absolutely.
You just don't see it.
You're like, you do not understand. You have to make sure this is Jimmy.
Jimmy the Bat.
You can always tell because Jimmy has a little chunk out of his ear.
This is Aloysius.
And that is Johnny. Don't get them confused.
I have other... Yeah, sometimes he gives them full names. Sometimes he calls one... Like, he has probably one day he calls, like, Stevie Karate.
No, oh, I'm sure. They have, like, last names. I bet they have, like, one of them's, like, General Flappy or something. So he's like, everybody get behind me.
So they go in, and then they smell...
Yeah, because they're like, we've been going down this thing forever. And he's like, do you know where you're going? He's like, no, I do. There's a weird smell.
It's a weird smell.
So they follow it and they find a guy. And this is actually a human who's tied up, face hugger egg in front of him. He's got a big hole out of his chest.
Right. And so this is not Paige.
No, this is just some dude.
His name is Abel Barrett.
Yes.
He is a geologist working for Wayne Tech, sent down here to survey for copper deposits. Contact was lost with him 4 days ago. Bruce Wayne, told me to locate Barrett. So Batman's explaining this. And
so that's what Batman is doing here. But
Batman's like, he had a wife and a daughter.
I would just like to say, don't work for Bruce Wayne.
If you've watched Batman v Superman, you don't work.
Work for Bruce Wayne. You got to wait for him to give the okay before you can leave a fucking crumbling building.
Yeah.
You'll get sent to places where you're going to get aliened.
Aliened.
I mean, what else would you call it?
Yeah.
You got aliened. Xenomorphed. So they're like, oh shit. So she finds like a voice recorder.
Yeah.
And nobody notices, but she like sticks it between her tits. So they try to, are they still going down?
They're still going further down.
Paige. So they're still going. And then all of a sudden, like Paige starts talking and he's all strong.
Somehow they come across the, I don't know how they
somewhere.
Don't see this.
Yeah. I feel like he's tied to the ceiling.
And then all of a sudden it kind of comes down and Paige is like, and he's covered in the alien crap.
Yeah.
And he's, he got
face hugger.
And they're like, oh my God, he's alive. And they're like, okay, let's get him down.
And he's talking about, like, you've never seen it before, like, these huge teeth. Like, he's talking about the aliens.
Yeah, and so Batman says, and there's an egg there, and it's hatched.
Yeah, and so, and he says, like, it attached to my face, there's something in me. And he's like, so Batman is trying to get information. He's like, can you breathe? And he's like, they put something inside me.
Is there an obstruction?
Yeah, can you breathe? Or like, blockage, what's going on? He's like, no, it's just, it left something in me that's still living. And Batman's like, all right, well, I'm going to get you down.
Yeah.
And that's when Seely shoots the guy in the head. I mean, considering what's going to happen to him.
But this is the thing. Well, here's the thing. They don't know any of this.
They don't know any of this.
Batman doesn't know any of this. This team doesn't know any of this.
They can deduce that that's probably what's going to happen, but they don't know for sure.
They don't really have much, at least Seely doesn't have much of a optimism.
No, but I mean, you can kind of guess if you found like two or three bodies already strung up this way this guy is.
And they all had...
With a face hugger and an egg that's open in front of
delicious
them.
Delicious face hugger soup.
And a big, huge hole. Yeah. You can assume that that's probably going to happen to this guy, but you don't know that for sure.
Because he starts like, oh my God, I can feel it inside of me. And so Sheely shoots him and Batman...
And Batman, like loses his shit.
He gets... Yeah, again, he's like, you can't shoot people,
you
know?
Like, you murderer. her, and he is gonna.
I do like Steely though, because Steely's like he's like you killed somebody, and you killed them at Cold Bun. He's like, yeah, not the first time, bro.
Yeah, he's like, this is what I do. Like, yeah, that's what people, for a living,
dude. I am a mercenary. What do you think I do?
What do you think I do? I don't.
Are you gonna take me into jail? What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I'm not giving people puppies. I'm blowing people away. That's
I do wish she gave him a puppy.
I do. I kind of wish, can I be a mercenary that just gives people puppies?
You kill them with cuteness?
Yeah, I'd like parachute into places and I'm like, have a puppy.
Here comes the puppy gen mercenary.
The government sent me here. Like, I've got like huge guns and just like.
And shoot puppies?
No, yeah.
Shoot out puppies.
No, I'm just like covered in like heavy artillery. And, like, the government sent me to give you this puppy, and I just like pull it out of a bag.
I like it.
That'd be great. That's mm-hmm. my new career. Can I get that job?
I do like that they're holding Batman back here, and the guy, and of course we have to make sure we know Batman is the best.
Oh yeah, don't forget Batman's super like, strong, guys.
Because like, cripes, he's strong.
At the very beginning, wrestle a 14-foot alligator and live, but super strong.
So they're arguing,
he's
and then
you're a murderer, and he's like, "Well, you knew what was going to happen to this guy." So yeah. As they're fighting, all of a sudden in the background you can see the alien.
Well,
tail.
There's a few of them. There's a, yeah,
well,
the alien tail.
Here you just see the tail.
Yeah.
So, and then all of a sudden, there's a big splash page.
You got like...
I think there's like three of them?
There's definitely three. One, two, three xenomorphs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they find them. And now we're going to start shooting.
So Steely puts a bullet in one and explodes the acid on his face.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens. And then, you know, it's basically just a big firefight. Batman saves his lady friend by wrapping his...
Yeah, he...
thing around
lassos
it
with like a rope
what was ring. Bat rope and yeah you know,
and she gets away and then Batman almost gets eaten by a xenomorph.
Yeah, he almost gets eaten,
but some other
wait, what happens here, does he get
there's this part where it's like trying to eat him.
Yeah, but where does it,
I don't know exactly what happens. I think he just pushes it away or it gets shot by someone. I don't know, because it doesn't actually show what happens after that.
Yeah, but, you know, everybody starts...
So, like, the guy who's praying is, like, praying because he's got, like, the xenomorph, and the xenomorph's mouth opens, there's another mouth inside.
Yeah.
And then... I assume he dies, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I think either that or he gets in...
No, this one dies. Oh, no, yeah, there he is. He goes, rush.
Rutch.
Yeah. So he dies. This guy, this is Vander...
This is Van.
Van, we just call him Van. So he shoots the xenomorph, the acid's... like
he actually
arm.
What it looks like here though is that he's getting his finger bit.
Yeah,
because the way his finger, like his hand's like all gnarled now because he's got the juice on it, and he's got his finger right by the xenomorph's mouth, but it looks like the finger, he's going god, but it just, if you didn't see the previous panel, it looks like the xenomorph's just like
ow, delicious finger.
So Batman jumps on this thing.
Batman's like, oh, come on, eat me, bro. Like, he's like,
yeah,
man, like,
he literally goes, like, you want a meal, try me.
Okay.
That's what he says to Catwoman.
I bet he does. So
he jumps crotch first.
That's what he's going to say to this lady later.
Oh,
so it's like,
you know, you can also try me for a meal. I brought some sour
just
cream.
Just FYI.
I go great with sour cream.
So like the little mouth is trying to eat him. And then Seeley, which this is not a smart move. I mean, it's smart, but it's not. Like, they're all, Seeley's like, you know, you're going to take me with you. You know, shoot. And then he blows up a grenade.
He blows up a grenade.
Is what pretty much saves Batman and everybody else. But it also, because they're in a temple that's thousands of years old.
And they're really far down.
They really should have died.
Yeah.
It caves in their passage, obviously. And Batman somehow saves everybody.
I don't know how that happened.
He should also be dead. Because well, he's buried in rocks.
Because he's like, oh... We're thank you for shielding us. I'm like, with what?
His arms?
I mean, I know he's swollen everything, but
he's not that swole. He's not thousands of pounds of rock swole. He's not Superman.
If he was Ben Grimm doing this,
it was Superman.
Or Superman.
Absolutely.
And
Wonder Woman.
Anybody.
Green Lantern, I'd buy that.
Fuck Nort.
Yeah.
Fucking Nort could do it.
Yeah. You just put the ring up.
Put the ring up.
Yeah.
Save.
Yeah, save. Somehow Batman saves all these people and does, because like he should have been dead. I mean, I know his cowl's probably reinforced, but it can't be that reinforced.
No.
Because he wouldn't be able to hold his head up. So they're in a little thing, and they've got Batman's little flashlight, and the guy, it's the chick, it's Batman, and the guy, Van.
Yeah.
Everybody else is dead.
Hyatt, Van, and Bat.
And so Van is like, oh, my arm. And he's like, calm down. I'm gonna, I have some first aid. I'll help you out. So he's like, he wraps the arm.
He's like, well, this guy needs better help, so...
He needs more help than I can give him. our battery is draining on my cool flashlight, and but they're not, he says they're not smart, at least not in like...
They're cunning.
They're cunning. And they've had time to learn all the tunnels, so it's only a matter of time because we blocked our exit.
Yeah.
But it's only a matter of time before they find us.
Yeah.
Basically. So that, and then it goes dark. So they are now in the dark in this tunnel, and that's it.
So just before we end the book, we cut to the alligator from the beginning.
That Batman...
Batman wrestled.
Should have let that guy kill
and
him.
And alligator gets loose, and then he swims to...
Swims to wherever. Swims to a shore.
Yeah.
Wherever the alligator is, and there is an egg.
There's an alien egg, and it's about to open.
Right as the alligator is there.
And so, as we know, with xenomorphs, if they latch on to you,
yeah,
they will take the properties of whatever they latch on to.
Is that how a xenomorph works?
Yeah, because you know what happens in Alien versus Predator? I fucking watched both of those.
Did you see that movie?
You didn't see it.
I'm trying to remember if I saw it before. I know I haven't seen it recently.
I definitely watched both of them recently because we watched those. But okay. I watched them at least. And what happens is at one point, a predator gets a facehugger, and jumps out a predator alien. You know, and
that's something that
exists in this next movie.
Okay, so it's got to exist here.
So it's going to happen where, you know, there's an alligator alien or whatever
hopefully
has a vengeance for Batman.
Batman let him live.
It's true, he did.
Batman stopped everybody from killing that guy.
Yeah, and the guy that...
So he should be friends with Batman. Oh,
maybe they'll be friends.
Oh, Batman can have a friend.
Yay.
Finally. One friend for Batman.
So that's it for the issue.
It.
I do like this Batman symbol here. It's continued. But like the way that it's written, it's like...
It's like written in the bat, so the C and the D are like the bat wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
But that's it for Batman / Aliens number one. Would you read the next issue? With this?
Yeah, I would.
I'm totally reading this.
I would. It's from what, 1997?
I gotta find the next one of this.
Yeah, I would read this.
I got
it. Again, Dick swinging Batman drives me crazy, but I do like this.
Here's the thing. So we're at the bug, and I'm just looking around, and I came across this, and I looked at it, and I went, because I'm not normally one, okay, let me just wait. I'm not normally one to be like, oh, Batman book, I picked those, because that's usually your bag.
That's my thing, yeah.
But I saw this, and I just finished watching like Alien versus Predator, and you know, I've kind of been nostalgic for Aliens lately.
Yeah, this really makes me want to watch the first two movies.
Yeah, no, yeah. Well, I definitely want to watch all of them, because I've never seen all of them.
I don't know if I want to watch the rest of them after two.
Well, I know that the next two are pretty bad.
Yeah.
In terms of...
I've seen two so many times.
Yeah.
Like, my dad loved two, so we would just watch it all the time.
But
one I've seen not as much, but I like them. They're good.
Yeah, I kind of revisit all of them because they're great movies. Those two are definitely great.
Yep.
But so I got kind of nostalgic and I was like, I'll pick this up and just didn't really know what to expect. And hot damn, this is awesome. and I thought for some reason I only thought this was just a one shot.
No,
but it's a multiple series.
Yeah, and it might be like a 6-issue arc or something.
No, I think it's only got to be like four. I gotta look it up.
Four could be good. Yeah, but I mean, we did get Martha Wayne Cloud that gets murdered.
Also, we forgot to talk about the book, the cover.
The cover is cool.
The cover written, drawn by Bernie and painted by Bernie Wrightson is basically like a split. You know, we got Batman's face on one side and you got the Xenomorph on the other.
And it's cool.
And it's awesome. So, yeah I can't. I'm going to really have to try to hunt these out. Oh, I forgot. Look, on the back here, you got the alligator. He's like, ah. See it? Just noticed that.
Oh yeah, there is at the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah, you could have. That could have spoiled it for you.
I guess I just would have thought, oh, it's an alien or a.
It's weird to include the alligator, but
it's just an alligator.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I do want to read this, and I actually feel like we should make like a bet to see if Batman and this chick get together. Because I'm telling you, they do.
If I do manage to get the rest of these, then you know, do you want to make a bet?
Sure.
I mean, what do we have?
What are we betting?
I don't bet things.
We don't bet things. Well, we just say that either I'm right or you're right, but I'm going to guess I'm right.
I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with you 100%. I think there's going to be some sort of romantic tension.
Yes. I don't think there's going to be fucking. I'm telling you, there's going to at least be a kiss.
Definitely. I don't know. Okay. You think there's going to be a kiss? I don't think there's going to be a kiss.
I do.
So just for pride, I don't think there's going to be a kiss.
Okay.
But you think there will be. And
I do.
If we will look for this and check it out. So, yeah. So that's it for this week's show. This is a longer one. So, you know, we've been hustling for just over an hour
here. Oh, man.
But you can check us out on Facebook at Worst Collection Ever. You can find us on there. You can also check out our email at Worst Collection Ever. I'm sorry. It's worstcollectionever@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. You can email us and email the show, and we'll have to do some more correspondence. And, of course, you can find us on Twitter. I'm at Angry Hero Sean, S-H-A-W-N, if you want to tweet at me and ask about those Spotify playlists if you're interested, or just if you have any comments about this week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, and you're welcome to spoil this for us, because this is
yeah, no, it's fine.
This is like 20 years old.
Oh yeah, no.
So you can, if you're like, oh yeah, he totally makes out with that chick. Yeah, great. You've got proof, great. Show.
Yeah, the important
things. I might even spoil it for myself.
These are the important things that I need to
but
know.
But if you want
to
share this with me, you know, I know our buddy Russell Bragg. He likes to tell us all about those things.
Yeah, Russell, if you know, tell us.
Russell knows. He knows.
He might.
But yeah, you can also find myself on Instagram as well at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, and jenstansfield.wordpress.com, which I have neglected for quite a while because I've been trying to write this stupid novel.
Yeah.
So sorry about that, but.
And of course, eventually. I'll be back.
Yeah.
You can also find, if you're on Apple Podcasts, please rate, review, subscribe. Subscribe is very important. And if you have not reviewed our show yet, please give us a review. Give us 5 stars if you think we deserve it, and just leave whatever you want to leave in the comments. You know, you can, as long as you give us 5 stars, you can leave whatever you want in the comments. If you think we're
five stars, fuck these people.
Yeah, that's really that's what a lot of shows do. It's like you can put, you know, eat my ass and put 5 stars.
Yeah,
you know, if you want, but
sure,
we definitely would appreciate it. Yeah. So that'd be great. So thanks for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.